Damage by Pinpoint. This is quickly becoming a story about me, or how it doesn't have to, or how the lightest rain or a familiar word particle finds the exposure, bargains it down to a common plea. Welcome everyone to another edition of Sunday Audio Rerex. I am the Box Sets. I'm a little bit phlegmy today, but I am here, and I'm happy to be. And I hope you're able to listen to this on your 2Bs and your TBs and enjoy it. Wonderful sounds in the background courtesy of Matthew Lister with the classical guitar Sakura. We started it off today with a poem from the Poem Every Day collaboration, which is going strong. So jump on in. I think it's a great time to do so, even if April's already started. Who cares? Just catch the feeling and the love and the support of the community. It's a really beautiful thing to share some words and expose yourself that way. And, you know, don't feel guilty if you miss a day or if you come in late or, you know, you write 5 poems a day instead of 1. I'm not going to come after you. Captain Claire's not going to come after you. That Was Not Very Raven of You is not going to come after you. Musing 5225 is not going to come after you. Almost Sound might come after you.
You know, I wish I could say this is the first time. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. What did I say? We talked about this. Can you remember your ABCs? A. Always. B. B. C. Collaborating. Always be collaborating. I'll tell you what. If the ABCs are too hard, try algebra.
Musing 5225, otherwise known as Katie here. This week I'm bringing some of my favorite readings from the Recite a Poem a Day collab that's going on this month. So, here we go. One of my favorites this week was Sheets of Paper, read by Tasha S. and written originally by Marie B. It's a beautiful piece that goes into grief as well as the things that we say we're going to do and when we don't, how it can haunt us. I really suggest this piece because of the way Tasha reads it. She brings emotion to it in a really beautifully understated way, enunciates very well, and I think it's a great piece for other people who want to learn how to read, to listen to, and to get ideas from.
Thanks for the great thoughts, Katie. Here is Sheets of Paper, as originally written by Marie B. and recited by Tasha S.
There is a fresh bundle of stationery, an impulse buy. In the thick of saudade, weeks or maybe months ago. I'll write it all down, I told myself that day, these thoughts that linger always just beneath the surface. Easy to push down and smother when I feel them bubbling up, but once in a while they sneak past, when I'm not strong enough. And suddenly I'm swimming in them, and grief overtakes me sometimes hours, sometimes days, sometimes weeks, until finally I wrangle it in, push it back down below, and once again, I'm floating on top, in control, until the next time. I'll mail it to your mother's house, I told myself that day, yet there it sits, hidden under the scarf from my sister, on the top shelf of my closet. Sheets of paper, unopened, never sent.
And now it's so pleasant to welcome in Samurai to this week's Audio Rerex. She's going to help Almost Sound and I with some voiceover pronunciation for the Monster Parade, with the Japanese character names. So without further ado, Samurai, show us the way. Go ahead.
Kitaro.
Katru.
Kitaro.
Katru. Kataro.
Kitaro.
Kaitaro.
Kitaro.
Kitaro. Kataro.
Kitaro.
Cataract.
Nobu.
No boots. Naba.
Nobu.
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 Mayumi. Mayama. Mayamas. Mayama.
Just let me try it. Can I try it?
No. Just give me a second. I got this. Mayama. Mayumi. Mayumi. Mayumi.
Mayumi.
Let me try it.
Mayumi. Got it. All right.
Let me try it.
Hyaki yagyo. Hyaki yagyo.
Hyake yago. Hyaya.
Bakezori.
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 Bakezori. Bakezori. Bakezori.
Kasa obake.
Kasa obaka.
Kasa obake.
Kasa obaki. Kase obaka.
Kitsune no yome iri.
Kitsune no me iri. Kitsune no
yume iri. Yome iri.
Kitsune gutada. Akuna matada.
So, as luck would have it, my microphone is no longer working. But this Mac has a mic built in, so we're gonna use that. Adam Halligan on the track here. Very meditative. I could see this going a lot of different directions. You could use this as a musical bed and build a song on top of it. You could use this as a background sound for a dramatic visual piece. Or you could just listen to this and lose your mind in all the right places. Wow, that's one hard act to follow. But we're gonna do our best and clear the air here with some grimy, bassy, hot, distorted, freaky hip hop. This is No Stamps by H.J. Parker.
I came in my jeans and sweater, underdressed, it turns out, expecting a sad affair. I hope when I am dying, I throw a party too. And all my friends will come, and I will surprise them with an open bar. I will wear my best dress. And cake. There will be cake.
The next piece I want to recommend is I Was Born, read and written by Tori Elena. Not only is the original written piece well done, but she brings really great emotion, tone, thoughtful pauses in this reading. I think it's a great example for how other people can bring variety, bring new life into the poetry they're reading. I've noticed that people are just kind of reading it without necessarily thinking about pausing or change in tone, and that can be crucial for a great reading. So take a listen, and hopefully we'll help you with your next reading.
I was born out of a thousand mornings of wonder, out of the lightning screaming thunder, out of a graceful wind dance, out of full acceptance. I traveled through the midnight graces to the unexpected places where I found my teachers, the sunlight preachers. I carried what I thought I did not know to the fields of eternal echo where the seeds were already sown and the histories already grown. I was harvested and served upon the leaves of trees, seasoned with a breeze, with ginger and thyme and dandelion wine. And through the abundance I drank, while my soul gave thanks.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Sunday Audio Rerecs. And to get through all my bad jokes and weirdness, I like to treat the listener to a full song at the end. And this one this week is called I'm So Broke from Devin Levi. It really struck me as something that comes from the heart, something I can relate to. I'm sure many people out there can relate to as well. And the wittiness of the lyrics, the performance is really soulful and loose, something that Devin does really well. I think the structure is pretty intact. Yeah, you could just kind of harmonize with Devin or do something cool vocally. A bass player would be welcomed, I'm sure. Some jazzy riffing off of what Devin has there. A horn player could do something really cool like with that, you know, a clarinet or something. I'm sure you all have wonderful ideas, and I urge you to try. But first, let's check this out together. Devin Levi, I'm So Broke.
Is a keep in touch? May I buy a goodbye? 'Cause I can't afford a bad one. No, I can't afford a bad one. I've only got a cent. So can we still be friends? It's rough when there's not enough tender.
Will you love me tenderly? Yeah.
Let me tell you, broke I am.
I'm so broke.
Let me tell you, how broke I am.
I'm so broke.
Just some final thoughts from the record manifesto. Here we go.
Never be afraid to try. We can try it. That's the beauty of Hit Record. That original version is still there. It doesn't hurt anything to try a new revision. Just try it. After all, I take what is yours and make it ours.